They dug Percy's grave deep, under an ancient baobab tree on the headland above the lake. They wrapped him in his bedroll and laid him in the bottom of the hole. Then they covered him with a layer of the largest stones they could carry, before they filled it in. Leon stood beside the mound of earth while Manyoro led the others in the lion dance. Leon stayed on after all the others had gone back to the camp. He sat on a dead branch that had fallen from the baobab and gazed out across the lake. Now, with the sun on the water, it was as blue as Percy's eyes had been. He made his last farewell in silence. If Percy was lingering near, he would know what Leon was thinking without having to be told. Looking out across the lake, Leon was satisfied with the beautiful place he had chosen for Percy to spend eternity. He thought that when his own time came, he would not mind being buried in such a spot. When at last he left the grave and went back to the camp, he found that Max had left for Nairobi with Lord Eastmont. "Well, at least I'm still drinking his whiskey," Leon thought grimly. Those words had been Percy's summation of a safari that had gone horribly wrong.